Garner Ted Armstrong says, watch world news. Watch the Middle East. Watch Europe. Watch world weather. Watch the economy. Watch the changing conditions that shape our world today and fulfill the prophecies for tomorrow. And now, Garner Ted Armstrong.
Hi, Garner Ted Armstrong. These are excerpts from radio programs beginning in 1978 when I had to start all over again down here in Tyler, Texas on only one radio station, Radio WAI in San Antonio. I began a series of programs in the book of Revelation, the book of the Apostle John, the mysterious apocalypse, because I wanted people to know the meaning of biblical prophecy in the days in which we live. But as I went along, I began to go back and forth through the Bible to digress a little bit and bring in footnotes and other things that were asides. And so prophecies are covered in this series, beside those in the book of Revelation, including especially Jesus' Olivet prophecy of Matthew 24, prophecies in the book of Ezekiel, and of course, you cannot escape tying in the book of Daniel when you deal with the book of Revelation. The question we need to ask today, is this next president of the United States going to be the last one? Are we living truly in the end of an age? We live in a time when the extermination of all of humankind is possible by the stockpiling of nuclear weapons by the big powers, and we've seen that the United States is again going into toxic, chemical, and poisonous gas warfare. We see some of the super weapons of a doomsday age. We wonder, are they soon going to be used in growing wars, even now beginning to afflict some of the most important and strategic areas of the world, such as Iraq and Iran, the Middle East, and the Persian Gulf region? Are there keys or clues to what is happening in the world in the book of Revelation, this mysterious book of its many-headed beasts, the great woman clothed with the sun, of this great many-headed monster with seven heads and ten horns coming out of a vast sea of people? What do those symbols mean? Remember that no scriptures are of any private interpretation. Putting our ideas into the Bible is absolutely condemned in the book of Revelation itself. There is a warning in the latter few pages of this book that says any man that tries to take from this prophecy or any man who tries to add to it is going to be denied eternal life. Remember then that no scripture is of private interpretation, that the Bible must interpret the Bible, that we need to be workmen that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The Bible says again and again, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them, and it tells us to prove all things and to hold fast that which is good. So listen with an open mind, think, study, read, and I hope you enjoy this series in the book of Revelation and prophecy. Some of the topics covered are, will there be a beast power arise out of Europe? Christ's messages to the seven churches, John's vision of God's great throne, this mysterious scroll with the seven seals, what it is, how it is opened, and who is able to open it, seven angels and seven trumpets, what do they mean? And who are these two witnesses? Are they alive today? Are they human beings or something else? Does it mean the Old and the New Testament? Does it mean two great churches? Is it two nations or is it two people? What does that mysterious 11th chapter of Revelation really say? What is this woman who is clothed with the sun in Revelation 12? And what about the beast in Revelation 13 and 17 with seven heads and ten horns? And the great prophesied fall of Babylon when Babylon has been lying in ruin for centuries now? And what about, finally, the new heavens and the new earth? And by the way, in this series of tapes, remember, you are hearing excerpts from live radio broadcasts that went out late in 1978 and early 1979, first from the studios here in Tyler, and later from our own studios on the South Loop in Tyler's South Side. Between each of the excerpts, because we've had to take them out of different radio programs, you will always hear a very brief musical introduction. I hope you enjoy this series on the book of Revelation and prophecy. Hi, Garner Ted Armstrong. If you could know the future, would you want to? I mean, if it concerned you and your loved ones on a day-to-day basis. I notice driving along East Texas here and there, I see signs, palm readers. And I wonder what they charge to come in and have them hold your hand for about 15 or 20 minutes and tell you what all those funny-looking wrinkles mean. People have gone to shrinks, to various seances. They've looked into crystal balls, tarot cards, and everything from cats' livers to the seeds in rotten pumpkins to try to find out where in the world they are going to be, what they're going to do, what their personal future has in store for them. Do you know that history has been written in advance? You know, history, you can take that word apart. It's his story. The only word that means history or has anything to do with history, the only reason it should ever be written or put down to writing is because we should learn the lessons from his story, the story of man, what we've done in the past, so we avoid making those same mistakes in the future. But history has also been written in advance. Few people know that a full third of the Bible is prophecy, and fewer still know that Jesus Christ of Nazareth was a prophet, that he foretold world events, that he dealt with weather, the economy, with ethnology, with various civic, social, spiritual, as well as political and economic and military conditions that would affect this modern day in which we live right now in the space age. It's only when you come to understand the Bible is a practical book that talks about today, that talks about everything from weather and crops and your cattle in the field and the produce the farmer takes to market, to your wages, your taxes, to your home, your family, your personal health and well-being, your marriage, and your personal future. It's only when you get a handle on the overview of all of the world and you begin to see that Jesus Christ of Nazareth brought a message about a way to settle the problems of human governments, the failure of human governments to bring the world peace. You know, we feel so helpless because it seems that we have all sorts of problems and very few solutions, and what few solutions we do come up with, no one seems to agree with, and at the top levels of government, they turn a deaf ear and we don't get the job done. How do you get a handle on the kaleidoscopic events of today, like a patchwork crazy quilt of events that are so confusing that we can't even really make head or tails of what is happening in the world? There is one source and one source only that can give you the true overview of what this world is all about, of what this human experience is all about, and of how to get a handle on world conditions, world affairs, and to know, at least in general, the trend of world conditions and where we are headed as mankind on this good green earth. And that is, believe it or not, Bible prophecy. About a third of the Bible is prophecy, and most of all of biblical prophecy is yet to be fulfilled in our time. Much of it has not been fulfilled except in prior type in some cases, and a great deal of it is yet to be fulfilled in our time. Few people seem to know that the greatest prophet who ever lived was not Isaiah, Ezekiel, or Jeremiah, but Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That the pivotal prophecy of all of the Bible is Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, the so-called Olivet Prophecy, in which Jesus gave a step-by-step series of events laying out for us trends and conditions that would become extant on this earth at this time. I guess it gets back to the question, is there a God? Can you prove it? Is the Bible the Word of God? And is biblical prophecy or eschatology accurate for our day? We can scoff, we can pretend we know, we can hide behind our college degrees and say we have studied embryology or we have studied paleontology and therefore we do not believe there is a God. We can claim to be an atheist, but millions upon millions of people are not convinced. They have a just-in-case religion. They do believe there might be a God up there. They talk about what happens after death, about going to heaven or to hell. But really looking into biblical prophecy, knowing exactly what is ahead, knowing where the major nations are identified in the pages of the Bible, and knowing what we ought to personally be doing about it, well, very few take that step. But there is a way you can know. I say one of the greatest tests of all of Scripture is simply in Matthew 24, where if you say, this is the inspired Word of God, Jesus meant exactly what he said, then you are left with the dilemma. Because much or most of Matthew 24 has not yet occurred and did not come to pass in 71 A.D. at the destruction of Jerusalem by the armies of Titus and a Roman emperor, but are yet to be fulfilled during our day. For sure, one thing is positive. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is not on this earth today. Secondly, the great heavenly signs have not yet occurred. Thirdly, there has not been a great war where if Almighty God did not step in at the last moment, all of humankind would have been obliterated. Where are we right now in world conditions? We have fought world wars in the lifetime of many people, two of them. We're right now in a kind of a resting period between round two and round three of a world global conflict.